It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. Yesterday I brought one toy that looks like a big piece of heavy equipment. Today I brought another. This one is called a high lift. See how high it lifts that? Yeah, it can dig something right here, and then people can bring it way up high. I'll just put them down on the floor. Remember this one from yesterday? That goes like that. Did you ever watch people using real heavy equipment like this? Well, when I was a young boy, I wanted to watch them all the time. In fact, I still do. I still like to watch them. I remember a time not very long ago when I went to see my friends the Leonards, and they let me try their real backhoe and see their high lift. I like to think of that time. How are you, Mr. Leonard?
Pretty good, Mr. Rogers.
Glad to see you today. I wanted to see some of your heavy equipment. And tell me what this one is for.
One is used for pushing dirt and loading trucks.
Pushing dirt.
Loading trucks.
Loading trucks. And, oh, Pat's working that one, isn't he? What's this one used for?
This one is used for digging ditches, sewer lines, water lines, and gas lines.
And is that called a backhoe?
Yeah, it's called a backhoe.
I've always liked to think that maybe I could work a backhoe someday. Do you think I could try?
Yeah, you can try. My kid will teach you how to.
Oh, good. I'd like to do that. Hey, Patrick, would you show me how? I'd like to try.
All righty. Let's get down here for a second.
How you doing? Pat, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Thank you. Now, do I have to wear one of those hats?
Yeah, you might as well wear one for safety.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Safety hat.
All right.
Now, this is called a backhoe.
Yeah.
Why is it a backhoe?
Because the hoe is in the back of the machine.
Oh.
All right, and that's
well, what's
the
in
hoe.
The front?
The loader. That's called the loader, and that's it right there.
Well, maybe you can show me that later, okay?
Right, okay. All right, the first thing we do, I'll just turn up the throttle here for you.
All right. So now you got your boom right here. And that makes it just go nine and up. All right?
I see. Let me try that for down. I see.
All right.
Okay.
Now you got your dipper. That comes in. And that goes on. You want to try that?
Yeah. In and out. Right. Oh, that's great.
And then your bucket comes in and out.
I see. That's the bucket.
Right.
Okay.
Then you got your extended hose. It goes hot. Okay?
Yeah, but how do you make it go this way and this way?
All right, now you got these levers down here on the floor. And this right here, this one is the right swing, and that makes it go right.
Oh.
All right, and then that one there makes it go left.
Okay? I see. Okay, now let's try it.
Right,
That's the wrong way.
Just keep bringing your bucket now.
This one?
All right, now lift up.
This way?
Yeah, that one. Soon.
Get over to the left again.
And then we can dump it.
This one right here.
This one. There it goes. You know, those things look like teeth to me, Patrick.
Yeah, that's what they're called. They're called teeth.
Oh, they are called teeth.
They're called tiger teeth because they got a point on them like that.
Tiger teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, so they really dig down in, don't
they? Yeah, they're mostly for rock.
For rock. I see.
Right over to the left again. That's how you dig a ditch.
Good for you, Patrick. Thank you for showing me that. Like that. Pat, would you show me how the front of it works?
All right, okay, I'll spin you around now, dude.
Okay.
All right, watch your legs.
How do you do that? Nope. Yeah, now what do you do?
Okay, now lift it up.
Raise it up?
Yeah, raise. All right, now you can dump it.
Dump it now?
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Good. Now we can bring it down?
Right.
Hey, that's great. Patrick, did you ever play with toys that looked like this when you were a little boy?
Yeah, I always played with them all the time.
Did you track some things?
Yeah, all the time.
Well, you sure do use them well now.
Thank you.
There you grew up to be somebody who could really make a big one work. And I want to go down and thank your dad, and I thank you.
Thank you.
See you again.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Thank you, Patrick. Thanks, Mr. Leonard.
You're welcome.
You have a fine son.
Thank you.
And you're a fine father.
Thank you.
And I sure thank you for showing us these things today.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
A lot of people depend on your work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I forgot my hat. Hey, this is yours. Thank you very much, Pat. Bye. It's good to remember. Good to remember good times. Young Pat has been working with his father for several years. His dad taught him so well that he can teach other people now. I want to take you over to Chef Brockett's for a few minutes. I had asked him to teach me how to make tapioca pudding. Do you like that? I do. Come along. We'll go to Brockett's Bakery. Jane?
Hi, Mr. Rogers. I'm buying a veggie treat today. I'll lift my purse over there. Excuse
these
me.
These are beautiful.
¿Cómo está, Mr. Rogers?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted, Jose?
Muy bien, gracias. Chef Brockett está en la cocina.
Oh, the cocina. Kitchen?
Cocina, kitchen, sí.
Good. Well, I'll go back and see him.
Le está esperando. Siga, Mr. Rogers.
Muchas gracias.
De nada.
Hi, Don.
Hey, how are you, Fred?
Good.
I'm just finishing another prehistoric scene.
This beautiful. Are these dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs. And see, it's all made out of veggie treats. There's cucumber, some carrot, mushroom and carrot, sweet red pepper, cabbage, Brockett's broccoli right there.
You're a real artist with vegetables. What about this lake? How did you do that?
That's gelatin.
That's a clever thing.
How about that? It's finished now. Would you put it over here because I'm going to show you how to make tapioca.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Yes, I want to learn how to do that.
Okay, now, here's some tapioca I already made. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a container and a little spoon. You can have some while I get the milk and eggs.
I get to try it, huh? I like this. That's very good.
Good?
How do you make it?
Okay. Now, the first thing to remember is to get the tapioca in a box in a store, because you have to boil the other kind for days and days. Oh. Right? And this is what tapioca looks like.
Feels a little like rice.
Mm-hmm.
Or salt.
Right. Okay, put it in here. I'll use it later.
All right.
All right. Now, this is the way you make tapioca. 3 tablespoons of tapioca. 1, 2, 3, and 3 tablespoons of sugar. 1, 2, 3. 1 egg yolk.
Just the yellow of the egg?
Yeah, And then 2 cups of milk.
It's tapioca, sugar, yellow of the egg, and milk.
Right. And then you mix it. Not too fast, because it'll splash. But you mix it till it gets nice and smooth. Feels smooth. You can't feel the sugar in there anymore. Mm-hmm. And then you cook it. After you cook it, when you take it out of the stove, then you put in the egg whites and the little bit of vanilla, just a taste of vanilla. And that's what the egg whites and the vanilla is what makes it nice and fluffy like that.
Yeah, but how do you do that after you cook it?
Yeah, it's out. You just put it right in a bowl and mix it right in.
I see.
Just like we did this.
I like the taste of that.
Tapioca.
Tapioca. Could I take the rest of this with me?
Yeah. Here's a top for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's a good dessert after you have veggie treats.
I'll say. Don, how would you say cup in Spanish?
Taza. Una.
Una taza.
Yeah.
Una taza de tapioca. Thanks very much.
I'll see you, Fred.
Bye-bye.
Está muy bueno, sí.
Pues hasta luego, José.
Hasta luego, Matthew.
José, una taza de tapioca.
Sí, señor Rogers. Una taza de tapioca.
Gracias.
Adiós. De nada. Adiós, Mr. Rogers.
I like to learn how to do new things. Someday I'll try making that tapioca myself. I think you're supposed to keep it in the refrigerator. I'll just feed the fish. I've had my tapioca. Fish, you can have some food. Swim around. Race about. Let's have our own make-believe now. Get the trolley. Let's pretend that they find out who's dressed up like a dinosaur today. I think that would be a good thing to do today. And let's think of some way to include tapioca pudding in the story. All right, neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, we have to be very quiet. We're trying to catch a dinosaur. I know, but I think it's all pretty silly. Dinosaurs are prehistoric creatures. They don't be anymore.
We all know that, Corny, but we've got to solve the mystery of this one with the crown on.
Yes.
I'll be very quiet, Hen.
Meow, meow.
If I see the thing, I'm going to fly right out of here.
Meow, meow.
too. If it's too big for my dump truck, I'll just have to use something else, like my big back. Oh, hi, Chef Brockett.
Hi, Daniel.
But we're not allowed to talk.
Oh, why not?
We're all being very quiet because we're looking for a big dinosaur with a big crown on its head.
That's what I heard. That's why I brought this tapioca.
Why?
Well, see, I thought we could pretend that dinosaurs love tapioca. Uh-huh. And we could put it in the middle of the neighborhood, and maybe the dinosaur would come out and try to get some.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But you better check at the castle first.
Okay, first, do you want a bite?
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. That's good.
I thought you'd like it.
Oh, come back and play with me in my truck sometime, okay?
Okay, I'll see you, Daniel.
Bye. What? Why, it's something very big. Something's coming. Could it be...
That's Chef Brockett, Queen Sarah.
Oh, I wonder what he has in his hands there.
How's everyone at the castle?
Oh, we have to keep our voices very quiet, Chef Brockett.
Oh, I suppose you mean about the dinosaur. Yes.
Did you see it?
No, but I think I have a plan to find it.
What's that?
See this bowl of tapioca?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think we should pretend that dinosaurs love tapioca and like to eat it, and we should put it in the neighborhood for his dinner.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
Yeah, where should we put it?
Right in the middle of the neighborhood.
Oh, well, why don't we use that high pedestal over there that Lady Abilene's been using for her telescope?
Okay, I'll go over and ask her if we can borrow it.
Oh, good idea. You see, there are all kinds of plants.
Lady Abilene.
Sorry, but we need the pedestal.
What are you going to do with it?
We're going to put some tapioca on it, and then we're going to catch the dinosaur.
Sounds intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Who thought this one up?
Chef Brockett.
We might as well try anything. I haven't seen the dinosaur once today. Hi, Chef Brockett. Here's the pedestal.
Hi, Danny.
Don't you think it's a lovely idea, Lady Evelyn? I mean, the dinosaur must be hungry by now.
I'm willing to try it.
Where shall we put it now?
Right in the middle of the neighborhood. Then we can all get a good look at it.
And it won't be too close to the castle.
All right.
I'll place it. And when I say tapioca, you come and put your tapioca on it, Chef Brockett. Ready?
Yeah. Yes, we're ready.
Yeah.
I saw you put out the bait. Is it all right if I stay here?
We can all stay here and see what happens.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
But everything is so quiet. And every time somebody gets scared of me, I get scared myself.
Oh, you're the most cowardly dinosaur I ever saw.
Well, I am tired of being a dinosaur. And besides, I am hungry.
Oh, you're hungry.
What is that over there? It looks like something to eat.
Now remember, don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Tapioca. I love tapioca.
Mm.
And now, what else is there?
Now, don't say anything, dinosaur.
But I want something more to eat.
Boomerang, toomerang, zoomerang. You're supposed to go when I say that.
I want some more to eat.
You sound like someone from Planet Purple.
That is who I am. Please help me out of this costume.
Purple panda! Rats, oh dinosaur rats.
Lady Lane, how about coming over to the castle?
Spoil sport.
Let's go to the castle and show everybody else.
Right, and Purple Panda can get some more to eat.
I will be glad to do that.
I'll take the tail.
Oh, good. Good.
Well, congratulations, everyone.
Oh, yes.
I am sorry that I scared so many people.
I tamed the dinosaur with my super funnel.
You did not. I'm tired of hearing about that super funnel. I'll tell you the dinosaur wasn't anything but Panda dressed up in a costume.
Why did you make me do it, Lady Elaine?
I'm tired of all of this stuff. I wanted to show you all a thing or two.
Well, I did not like it.
But you don't have to do everything people tell you to do, Purple Panda.
I do not.
Of course not.
That's one good thing about this neighborhood. We can each decide what's best to do.
And it certainly wasn't best to scare everybody.
Like this.
You see, everyone, it's just a costume with somebody in it.
That's just like my dream last night. I saw who was inside the monster in my dream. It was you, Daddy.
Well, I guess I do seem rather powerful at times, son.
But my super funnel took care of the monster, and then you came out and took care of me.
That's what parents are for. Fathers and mothers are meant to take care of children.
All grown-ups are meant to do that.
And not meant to tease them.
I did not want to tease anyone.
Nobody can take a joke around here.
Of course we can, Lady Elaine, but jokes don't have to scare people.
Let's think of a joke that doesn't scare anybody.
Let us all go to Planet Purple for dinner.
We
have purple pumpernickel and peanut butter sandwiches.
My treat, okay. I'll treat everybody then.
No more dress-up dinosaurs.
Not this week, dear.
There aren't any dinosaurs anyway, so I'm going to take down my hiding wall.
Well, I'll go get my truck, and then I can help you do that.
It was just a costume, Trolley. It was just Purple Panda dressed up in a costume of a dinosaur.
Grown-ups are meant to take care of children, not to tease them. It's fun to pretend that people are all different ages in make-believe, isn't it? Sometimes they can be older, sometimes younger, sometimes even babies. Yeah. Well, you can make up your own stories about all kinds of things. Yeah. Don't need fancy toys or fancy costumes. The important thing is your imagination. Just thinking about this Brontosaurus. Bronte means thunder. Saurus means lizard. Thunder lizard walked along the earth. Sounded like thunder as it walked. It was so heavy. We've thought of a lot of things this week. If you know of somebody who's afraid of monsters and dinosaurs and super things like that, and you feel you can, maybe you'd tell them what we've talked about this week. It'll help them to know that you like them just the way they are, even if they are scared once in a while. We all need to have people who like us exactly as we are. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Have lots of things to take with me. You always make each week a special week. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.